In our previous year, we had an extensive discussion on our Gemara that says, Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Tav Zayin, Chayiv Adam Hagel Pnei Rabbi Beregel, and all the question where the pasuk that's quoted is by Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, not a regel. But what we didn't discuss is why indeed is there a Chayiv L'Hagel Pnei Rabbi Beregel? Why indeed is there an obligation to do so? So I actually saw three pshatim in the Mefarshim. Rashi, in Masechet Chagiga, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Divrei Hamaskil L'Hagel Panav, says, and I'm going to read the words of Rashi, L'Hagel Panav, Yontav Hoya, Shechayev Odom L'Chabris Rabbi, Bekabolos Parim. It's a concept of covered rabbi. Kramir Masechet Rosh Hashana, Medua Atay Lokos Hayoyim, Loi Chodesh V'loi Shabbos. So the Rashi explains that it's a concept of Kvod Rabbi. On the other hand, I saw that the Prima Godim in Or Chaim Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, and so other Mefarshim say that's included in Talmud Torah. And to expound on that, we know that the Gemara says at the end of Masechta Megillah, Moshe Tikkun L'Em L'Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin for Klal Yisrael, to learn Hilchas Chag B'Chag, Hilchas Pesach B'Pesach, Hilchas Sukkos B'Sukkos. So included in that din, that one has to learn Hilchas Yontif on Yontif, there's a, included in that din of Talmud Torah, is also included the obligation for one to go visit his Rebbe. Another pshat is that it's Oynig Yontif on Shabbos. Shabbos we have a din of Oynig Yontif. On Shabbos we have a din of on Yontif we have a din of Oynig Yontif, Oynig Shabbos. And therefore, we're mekayim that by visiting our Rebbe. And the fourth pshat is the Malbim, that the Malbim says that the Chiv Odom L'Hagel Pnei Rabbi Beregel, as we said a few moments ago, is a substitute for the Chiv Aliyah L'Regel, that we unfortunately cannot fulfill B'Zman HaZeh. So since we can't fulfill B'Zman HaZeh Aliyah L'Regel, we do Chiv Odom L'Hagel Pnei Rabbi Beregel instead of that. So now, the Shilas that we've discussed could start coming together. The question, when is one obligated to go to see his Rebbe, is very much connected to why one has to go greet his Rebbe. If the Chiv is because it's Aliyah L'Regel, if it's connected to Talmud Torah, V'chayiv Odom, V'chayiv, what you have to learn on Yom Tov, Hilchos Yom Tov B'Yom Tov, so then you would only be obligated to go on Yom Tov. If, however, it's out covered rabbi, so maybe that isn't an obligation that's limited to Yontif. And we go back to what we discussed in our previous year, the opinion of the Rajba, that the Rajba differentiates, and the Ritva, that they differentiate where you live. Because if it's connected to covered rabbi, the closer you live to your Rebbe, the more of an obligation you have to show covered. So if you live close, if you live very close, says the Rajba, you have to go every day. If you don't live so close, then you have to go, not every day, but you have to go at least on Shabbos and Yer Shoydish. In other words, you have to go on the Yom Tovim. Because when do I have to show Kvod Rabbi? I have to show Kvod Rabbi as close as I am. If it's because of Talmud Torah, so then too, it'll depend. If I could learn Torah or only Yom Tov, so if it's also only Yom Tov, again, it's limited to Yom Tov. If it's Talmud Torah, then it really depends what's the best way for me to learn. And actually, I saw a very interesting tshuva I saw a very interesting tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvos B'Tzel HaChochma. And this is in Chelek Aleph Simen Samach Gimel. He discusses a number of scenarios where you could have a Rebbe who lives in Chutz Laretz became Tetz Yisrael for Yontif. So now, the second day Yontif, for his Talmidim who live in Eretz Yisrael, it's not Yontif. For him, it's Yontif. So the question is, can they be Mekayim the mitzvah of L'Hagbol Pnei Rabbi Beregel on the second day Yontif? And it's very much connected to the issue that we're discussing. If we're saying that the obligation emanates from Kvoid Rabbi, so then it could be, it goes according to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe today is the second, is Yonta for him. So you could do L'Hagbol Pnei Rabbi Beregel, even on the second day. If, however, it's a Din and Alila Regel, if it's a Din and Oynig Yontif, so then, or it's a Din and Talmud Torah, that you have to learn on Yontif, Hilchos Yontif, then it would have to be only on the first day, for even though the second day is Yontif for the Rebbe, but it's not Yontif for you who live in Eretz Yisrael, and your Chiyuv is connected to Yontif. And therefore, he paskins the L'chatchila, if one's Rebbe is in Eretz Yisrael, even though the Rebbe lives in Chutz Laretz, L'chatchila, you should go greet him on the first day Yontif. On the other hand, he discusses, what's the halacha if the Rebbe lives in Eretz Yisrael? The Rebbe lives in Eretz Yisrael and now he's in Chutz Laretz. So, what would be the halacha? Could they do Chayiv Ad Mulhagel Pnei Rabbi on the second day Yontif? So he says, since even a Ben Eretz Yisrael who's in Chutz Laretz, Beferesia, has to treat the second day Yontif like Yontif, so there he seems to say that you could be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi even on the second day Yontif. But again, he feels L'chatchila you should do it on the first day Yontif. Then he speaks about a Talmud who lives in Chutz Laretz, but he's in Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to go back to Chutz Laretz. Certainly, and his Rebbe is in Eretz Yisrael. There he says, certainly that Talmud, even though he is a Ben Chutz Laretz, who's going back to Chutz Laretz, and is going to be keeping a second day Yontif, ultimately, but now he's in Eretz Yisrael, and the Rebbe's in Eretz Yisrael, and the Rebbe is an Israeli, certainly you have to do Kabbalah Pnei Rabbi on the first day Yontif. On the other hand, if both the Talmud is from Chutz Laretz and the Rebbe is from Chutz Laretz, it seems that certainly one could be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi, not specifically in the first day Yontif, but even on the second day Yontif, because for we, B'nai Chutz Laretz, both day Yontif are Yontif. And actually, I saw the Ramosha Sternbuch in the Me'adim V'zmanim, Chelek Dalid, Simen Shin Yud Zayin, uses this entire discussion that we're having now to explain a Chayk Yaakov. We've actually mentioned this Chayk Yaakov in a previous year. The Chayk Yaakov says, we learned earlier in Amos Sefta, that Shavuos has Tashlumen all 7 days. And the Chayk Yaakov says that when we say that Shavuos has Tashlumen all 7 days, what that means, says the Chayk Yaakov, that if somebody didn't say Shachyanu on the first day of Shavuos, he could still say Shachyanu on during the days of Tashlumen. And when we discuss this, Chayk Yaakov, it's a very bechiddush, very few poskim agree with the Chayk Yaakov. The way we explain the Chayk Yaakov, we said that there's a discussion how to look at the days of Tashlumen of Shavuos. Do we look at the days of Tashlumen of Shavuos as an extension of the Yontif, or do we look at the days of Tashlumim as a makeup for the Yontif? If we learn, we explain
that they are an extension of the Yontif, it's understandable how he could suggest that we could do Tashlumin during the other days of Tashlumin.
If we however learned that they're only a makeup, we say we can't. It's more difficult to understand the Chayk Yaakov. Says the Me'adam Zmanim that maybe we could understand this in a new light,
because if we're learning now, but
what's basically difficult to understand when one learns the Chayk Yaakov is that
during the days that we make up Shavuos, especially Bezman Hazeh, that we don't bring Kabbonis. So, truthfully, the days of Tashlumin really aren't days of, in any way, that we show a Tziyontif. When we learned this, when we spoke about this whole subject in the previous year, we even discussed, should we say Tachnun, or should we not say Tachnun during those Tashlumin days? And we explained, because Bezman Hazeh, the Tashlumim is not really noticeable in any significant way. But according to the way we're learning now, maybe the Tashlumim can be somewhat relevant. If we're learning that there's a din of Chayiv Odom L'Hagul Pnei Rabbi Beregel, and if Shavuos we're learning has Tashlumim for 6, or here in Chutz La'aretz for 5 days after Shavuos, so now we'll have where the din of the Tashlumin could be relevant Lamaisa. It could be relevant Lamaisa that if we weren't Mabel Pnei Rabbi on Yontif, we could be Mabel Pnei Rabbi during the days of Tashlumin. And since we could be Mabel Pnei Rabbi during those days of Tashlumin, now they are indeed days of Yontif, and now we can understand why the Chayk Yaakov says that we could say a Shechiyonu during those days. The problem with that pshat is that we have to go back to why we have to be Magal Pnei Rabbi. If we learn that Magal Pnei Rabbi is connected to the din of Aliyah L'Regel, so then we could understand why we have to be Magal Pnei Rabbi, why we could understand why we could be Magal Pnei Rabbi during the days of Tashlumin. Because just like with Mancha Beis HaMikdash Kayim, if you didn't bring your Kabbonis on the first day of Shavuos, you can make them up during the other days. So too, Bezman Hazeh. If you weren't Magal Pnei Rabbi Beregel, you can be Magal Pnei Rabbi during the other days after. You can be Magal Pnei Rabbi during the other days after the first day Yontif. But if we're going to learn that being Magal Pnei Rabbi Beregel is connected to Talmud Torah, it's connected, especially I saw Rav Moshe Shlomo says that to Kvod Rabbi. And what happens if your Rebbe is Moichel? So then, you wouldn't have to be. And then you'll say the Shechiyonu, and then your Rebbe was Moichel, and there's no way for you to show the Yontif. And in fact, that though this concept is another nafkamina between the different pshatim that we gave, why one should be Magal Pnei Rabbi Beregel. If we learn that being Magbel Pnei Rabbi Berego is a din and covered rabbi, so your Rebbe can be Michael is covered. If, however, being Magbel Pnei Rabbi Berego is a din in Talmud Torah, if Magbel Pnei Rabbi Berego is a substitute for Simchas Yontif, so your Rebbe can't be Michael, your obligation of Aliyah L'Regel. Your Rebbe can't be Michael, your obligation of Talmud Torah. Your Rebbe can't be Michael, your obligation of Simchas Yontif, if that's the way Simchas Yontif is fulfilled. Or another nafkamina. What would be if you go to your Rebbe, your Magal Pnei Rabbi, but you didn't learn anything from him? You just went and you saw him. If we say that Magal Pnei Rabbi is a din in Aliyah L'Regel, Simchas Yontif, Kavod HaRav, so you will have fulfilled your obligation just by seeing your Rebbe. If, however, we're saying it's connected to Talmud Torah, if I went and I didn't see him, I wouldn't
be yoytz the mitzvah. Because I didn't learn anything, and it's connected to Talmud Torah. Another nafkamina is, could you be mekayim kabbalas playing rabbi at night? We know that to fulfill the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, it has to specifically be done by the day of Yom Tov. So if we learn that it's a din in, if we learn that it's a din in covered around, that it's connected to Aliyah L'Regel, so then it could only be done by day. If it's a din in covered around, if it's a din in Talmud Torah, so then it obviously could be done not only by day, but it could even be done by night. But as we began the previous year, we asked another question. And that was, it's clear from our Gemara that the Chiyuv L'Hagbul Pnei Rabbi not only applies to men, but applies to women. In fact, the entire Makar for the Halacha is for the Isha HaShunamis. And the question is, why is a woman obligated if it's a mitzvah to say, says my grandma, that's only on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh? So of course, if we learn like the Rajba taught us, there really is an obligation every day. But like the Rajba, the Ritva said, that in a place where it's difficult to get there every day, so Chazal said you could go Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, but the obligation is really a daily obligation, so then it's not a cessation of my growth. But according to the way the Gemara reads, Pashat Pshat, it is only an obligation. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov. So the question is, it's a mitzvah of my grandma. Why are women obligated? Isn't it a mitzvah of my grandma? So I saw a beautiful vart from Michas Elazar in his Sefer Divrei Torah. This is the way I understand what he means to say. He says as follows, why indeed are women potter for mitzvahs to say Shizma Grama? Because women have a more important obligation. What is the obligation of a woman? The obligation of a woman is to be mechanech children, to be available for a family to take care of them, and therefore a mitzvah say Shizma Grama, which is a mitzvah that can and only be done at a certain time, that's a mitzvah that we can't, that the Torah did not obligate women to do. They have a prior obligation. What is their prior obligation? To teach their family, to teach their children, to be mechanech their children. But now, if we're learning, as the Rambam clearly learns, because the Rambam puts the halacha of Chayv Adam L'Hagbul Pnei Rabbi Beregel in Hilchas Talmud Torah. What's the Rambam teaching us? That the Rambam is teaching us that the whole din here is connected to Talmud Torah. When it's connected to Talmud Torah, women aren't exempt because their entire exemption for mitzvah aseish is man grama is only that they should be able to teach their children Torah. And therefore they have that prior obligation. So any mitzvah that's connected to Talmud Torah, any mitzvah that's collected to Talmud Torah is a mitzvah that women are obligated in, even if it's a mitzvah say Shazman Grama, and that's why the Eishes Shunamis went to be Mekayim this mitzvah. So to summarize, although the Noda Behuda says that the mitzvah Chayv Adam L'Hagbul Pnei Rabbi Beregel does not apply Bizman Hazeh, and that's the way it seems is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. There are, however, rays that the Shulchan Aruch maybe does hold, it does apply Bizman Hazeh, the different Seifim that we've quoted, especially if we include the vort of the Malbim that says just the opposite, that Bizman Hazeh, where we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, there's more of a Chiv L'Hagbul Pnei Rabbi Beregel that Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Hayakayom. Certainly, L'chatchila, one should be Magbul Pnei Rabbi Beregel. L'chatchila should go during the first day of Yontif, and talk to and hear from his Rebbe Advar Torah to Magl Pnei Rabbi Beregel. There's a beautiful word from the Beis Yisrael. Our Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Sefer Melachim, where the husband of the Shunamis tells her, Ma'adua at ha'lechas elav, lo'y chodesh lo'y Shabbos ha'yoyim. B'chlal de b'chodesh v'shabbos y'boy le'lemezel. Says the Beis Yisrael, we know that throughout the Shas, throughout the Midrashim, a malach is called an oimid, he stands. A person is called a hoilach, that he goes. Why? Because a malach is on the same madrega all of the time. A person is constantly, supposed to constantly be going higher and higher. What the husband was telling the Eishes Shunamis, he was teaching her, what is the purpose of a Shabbos? What is the purpose of a Rosh Chodesh? What is the purpose of a Yom Tov? Ma'adua at ha'lochas alav, lo'y chodesh lo'y Shabbos ha'yoyim, mechlal, the chodesh of Shabbos, what is the purpose of a Rosh Chodesh? What is the purpose of a Shabbos? What is the purpose of a Yom Tov? A boy Leila Mezel, to grow. Those days are designated by a Kadosh Baruch Hu for us to grow in Avodas Hashem, for us to grow in Yerushalayim, for us to grow in Talmud Torah, to go constantly higher and higher in our Avodas Hashem.